This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Hey, listen, our prayers, our hearts go out to those people in Florida and the surrounding states and areas where a lot of damage has been done. And listen, do me a favor. Don't get nailed by these companies that say they're collecting money to help out the families. You know, I'm not a big pusher of Red Cross or any one of those in particular, but make sure you do give to a company like that so that your money goes, you know, I know they take some of it for overhead and yada, 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 but if you really want to help out, that's the way you want to do it. Do it that way. Don't give it to some, I don't know, obscure nonprofit that sends you an email or text message that says, hey, we're helping them out and here's how we're doing it. Really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, what, real dough. I don't like it to be real dough. 855-732-5573. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Today is National Coffee Day. I'm still waiting. When are you going to bring the coffee? Yeah, I figured. Okay, never mind. The bumbler. I don't know what to call him anymore. Joey B., the bumbler. I mean, I've never seen anybody make so many gaffes and then have left-wing media stick up for him so much. In their eyes, the man can do nothing wrong, or they're so afraid of Trump or somebody else getting in there. You do realize that when the American people figure out what's been pulled over on them with Joey B., there's going to be no stopping the Republicans then, unless they screw it up. Right? An 84-year-old grandma said that she was intentionally shot while handing out pro-life materials in a Michigan neighborhood. Joan Jacobson, she's a former nurse. She was canvassing against Proposition 3, a Michigan measure that would legalize abortion until the moment of birth. Then she was trying to walk back to her car. Now, Jacobson knocked on the door of Sharon and Richard Harvey to hand them literature explaining that the dangers of Proposition 3. Sharon and Harvey became very agitated with Jacobson, allegedly yelled at the 84-year-old to leave. Now, notice it. Have you read these stories about the right doing this to the left? Have you read stories about, you know, wackos on the right, you know, shooting people up on a regular... This is regular with these people. She said, the next thing I knew, I heard a shot, felt some pain. This was in Detroit. She said, I was just stunned. I was stunned to no end. The pain was in my back. It was very severe, too. She said she still managed to make it back to her car, find help at the local police station. Harvey claimed the shooting was an accident. And he only meant to fire a warning shot. Why would you fire a warning shot at an 84-year-old woman leaving the property? Right? Now, Jacobson said no. He intentionally shot her. See, there's a hole in her back, which means she was leaving. She wasn't giving him a hard time. Right? Sharon Harvey, the owner of the home, yelled and screamed at Ms. Jacobson and refused to listen to anything she tried to say. Now, Jacobson is this little, you know, 5-foot-tall, 84-year-old, 120-pound retired nurse. She said, I never raised my voice. Now, Mr. Harvey said that Ms. Jacobson said that she was stunned upon realizing she had been shot and fearing for her life, continued to her car and was able to drive to a nearby police station. She had turned to ask Ms. Harvey to stop yelling at her, and she was shot from the side as the bullet entered the top of her right shoulder, out her back. Ugh. Kamen also pointed out that after Richard Harvey shot Jacobson, neither Sharon nor Richard offered her any aid or even called 911. The attorney noted that Sharon Harvey often posts angry messages on social media about conservatives and pro-lifers. Now, see, you haven't heard much about this, have you? Of course you won't. Right? Because this is somebody on the left that's just gone out of their minds. Totally out, well, probably not a long way to go. No charges have been raised against Richard Harvey at this time. The Yolanda County prosecutor, Butler, told the Associated Press that no warrants have been issued by his office. So, why not? If this was flipped, conservative in the House, Republican, liberal, out there laying in the driveway, be totally flipped. Right, he goes on to say, I've been in constant discussion with the Michigan State Police and the detective sergeant assigned as the primary investigator on the case. I have a pretty decent idea about what is being alleged to have occurred. We're going to wait until there are details of the facts and the situation are flushed out a little bit more. That's kind of what I always say. I want to wait, get more information, figure out what the heck is going on. Because you can't always figure that out. It doesn't always easily pan out. All right, here's one of my favorites to talk about. A school banned a girl from wearing a Jesus Loves Me mask. Right? The Alliance Defending Freedom. They filed a federal lawsuit over an egregious case of viewpoint discrimination that occurred during the global pandemic. Public school banned a third grader from wearing a Jesus Loves Me face. Oh, why would you do that to a kid? Although, they don't care about our kids. They're doing all kinds of stuff to our kids, and they could give a crud less. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it's sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe's favorite. He loves bass lines. I like bass lines. We're back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, head up to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. All right? And Mike Lindell's helping a lot of us conservative types. And we do. We need his help. Because of social justice, social media, social garbage platforms are keeping us from making money on those platforms. It's where we used to make some of our base salary. So Mike has said, hey, look, sell a product on my site. I'll give you a cut of the pie. I'll even knock the prices down. So right now, you get 30 to 70% off most everything in the store. And some two-for-one deals. And all you do is go to MyPillow.com. However, you cannot partake of those deals unless you use promo code Joe. Got to use promo code Joe. Then you'll get the full force and faith of the Joe Messina Show right behind you. So, talking a little bit about the rise of crime there in Chicago. They won't issue, I mean, it's almost impossible, and it pretty much is impossible to get a license to carry a gun there. Right? So, you got all this stuff happening there. And they're still not hiring the right people. I want to finish up from before when I was talking about how, you know, these people elect these DAs and so on, and they don't do the job. They get them out, and what do? They put another person in just like it. And then they wonder why they have this trouble, why they're having all these problems. And there's a judge ordering that a recall of a DA in one of these cities can actually go forward because she didn't do what she was supposed to do. She's not following the law. Anyway, let's go back to the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. And the lawsuit against the Freedom for Religion Freaks. Always loved them, too. Jeez. Right, this was a girl. She's banned from wearing a Jesus Loves Me mask. Well, what's the problem? He loves her. She's simply talking about that. Why is that an issue for these people? Why are they so afraid of that name? Why so afraid of somebody who professes, you know, being a Christian and wants to wear it on their shirt, their mask, their hat? There's so many other things you could do, right? They got a Satan emblem on there. They could have a baseball team bat. They could have all kinds of stuff on their shirts and hats, right? Let's go, Brandon. The whole thing. So, Tyson Langhofer, ADF senior counsel for the defendants at the school district, engaged in viewpoint discrimination by singling out Lydia in the 2020 while allowing other students to wear Black Lives Matter masks. Now, Lydia's parent told the legal firm, "We're proud of our daughter. She wanted to express her faith. We felt like we had to stand up for her when she couldn't stand up for herself. She should be able to express her faith. Why wouldn't she?" And they treated her somehow like she was a second-class citizen, simply because she wanted to express her religious message and others wanted to express the secular message. What's the difference? See, the funny thing about it, it's not the school wearing the shirt. It's the student wearing the shirt. As I told somebody earlier today, students do not lose the right to free speech on campus. It doesn't end. The Supreme Court's already come out with that. Plenty of times. Right? The youngster saddened when the principal at the central school pulled her aside and said she couldn't wear the mask anymore. She had worn the mask several times in school. Nobody stopped her before. Her mom, Jennifer Booth, was told the mask is a violation of school policy because it had words on it. But Booth said, "Where is it? It's not in here." That's right. Wasn't in the policy. Right? Superintendent then told her without showing her that it violated their policy banning a mask with political, religious, and or inappropriate symbols. Jesus is now an inappropriate symbol. God bless. And then the school, after the fact, changed its policy to justify the move and refused to accommodate Lydia. According to the law firm that's defending her. They went on to say, "We were forced to file a lawsuit in order just to allow this third grader just to express a positive message to students around her that Jesus loves her." Apparently they believe that the religious message in classroom schools is inappropriate. But they allowed other masks with all kinds of other messages on it. If you allow others to express messages on a mask, you have to allow people to express religious messages as well. It's the law, yes, it's that pesky little law, that pesky little constitution, eh? You know, it's just shocking that stuff like this happens in a rural community like Mississippi. It shows that these people will go anywhere to protect you from yourself. Apparently you believe in a God, a higher power. Not a cool thing. Right? It's a great reminder. These attacks on freedom and liberty are happening all over the country. Not just in Berkeley or San Francisco or New York City. Long hours in the case that have increased over the last year. Now, you know, we've had Brad Dacus on the show every week with Pacific Justice Institute. His cases have exploded to the point where he's had to open up more offices in more cities. Think about that. Most of these cases that are on the rise are cases against religious organizations, against religion, period. And throughout the country, that's not anywhere in particular. Yes, more so, bigger, easier to find in large cities. The Booth family is standing strong. They said that they're doing this for their daughter and for the future generations. And it's true. You know, you're not doing it just for yourself. You're not doing it. You shouldn't be doing it just because you're embarrassed or whatever. Right? You don't want to be taken to the woodshed, so to speak. You need to rally behind her. Everybody around you needs to rally behind her. You get an opportunity to help Alliance Defending Freedom as they fight for the... Now, notice, I don't tell you just to support PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. Alliance Defending Freedom is a good group, too, and they are defending people as well for free. And all she wants to do is wear a face mask that says, Jesus loves me. Think about that. It has triggered and teed off a whole group of people. God, where have we gone? Where have we come from? And we allowed to get it that way. There's no way around that. We allowed it to get that way. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. When we come back, I got so much more I want to talk about. Matt Walsh is accused of genociding trans people. White House reporters, they grilled KJP today on Biden's dead congresswoman gaffe. That'll be funny to talk about. And then a judge overrules a special master order for Trump to give final objections on the FBI search. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. The House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair, Representative Pete Aguilar, addressed how Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, came before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Aguilar said there are many questions for Thomas over her communications with White House officials, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and their alleged efforts to overturn the election. And New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run Wednesday, tying Roger Maris' single-season American League home run record set in 1961. Judge crushed the record-tying home run in the seventh inning off Toronto Blue Jays' Tim Mazza, sending it over the wall at Rogers Center. The 30-year-old had already matched Babe Ruth's total from over 90 years ago and could still surpass Maris' 61-year-old record, sealing his spot among the all-time baseball greats. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The Eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell.
All you gotta do is press the right button. Press the right buttons, and we are back. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part, as I say, part of the solution. I always appreciate your time with me. I really do. I know there's like a gazillion other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one. Thank you. And I do appreciate it. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. That'd be great, too. Let them tune in. Let them find out what's going on for themselves. All right, we got, what was I going to tell you? Oh, where was I? Oh, the Matt Walsh story. Yeah, okay. Hey, look, I got so many of them up on my screen, I forget which ones we're going to talk about. So apparently Matt Walsh has been accused of genociding trans people. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet. So, woke college students were caught on video accusing Matt Walsh of genocide against transgender individuals. Apparently, they don't really know what genocide is, but we'll move on. The Daily Wire columnist is scheduled to speak next week at the University of Illinois. He's going to be a guest of the school's Young American Foundation, YAF. They went on record of saying he is a blanking right-winger. Oh, that's terrible. He wants to genocide trans people. One student said that while tearing down posters of him, see, again, violence, name-calling, that's what these people have been taught. That's all they know now. I mean, does that sound right to anybody? And I do mean anybody. So the club members asked the Vandals if they even knew who Walsh is. One of the Walsh students, he's a super far-right-wing Republican who doesn't believe in trans rights. The YF members were kind to the students. You know, especially the ones tearing down the poster. They even invited them in to attend the event. In response to the invite, one of the Vandals claimed that he would show up and debate Walsh. Cool. I would love to see that. I mean, really, that simple. I'd love to see it. The University of Illinois is the second stop planned on Walsh's What a Woman Is. He said. The Daily Wire hosts plans to travel to colleges all across the country to show the film, speak, and answer questions. See, this is, again, these guys are true warriors. Right? I say that. Because they're willing to go, they're going to walk right into the fire. Right? Take on these people head on. The president chapter says our chapter is looking forward to hosting Matt next Thursday. We welcome, you know, conservatives and liberals alike to come, ask questions, challenge the ideas. Isn't it funny on our side? We want you to come. We want you to talk. We want you to challenge. We want you to ask questions. We don't want you to tear down posters. We don't want you spitting and throwing stuff at people. Come on, think about it. All right? On that side, we want to shut you down. We don't want you at our events. We want to shut you down. We don't think you should have a right to speak. Period. End of discussion. Our values are not undermined by those who disagree. That's according to YAF chairwoman, Bailey Parks. YAF reports that this is not the first time Matt Walsh posters have caused a frenzy from campus leftists. No, no. For some odd reason, when you say YAF to a lefty, the eyeballs pop out of the head. Last year, a St. Louis University student was threatened with expulsion and mandated to do 50 hours of manual labor on campus for posting similar flyers about a Walsh event. I mean, think about that. So freedom of speech, again, as I always say, it's only acceptable if you're agreed. If it's agreed speech. Right? It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop till you stop sending your kids to those schools, till you stop paying tuitions for those schools. Knock it off. Or stop complaining about it. You know, you guys know who Andrea Kaye is. So I was on her show earlier today. And we were talking about that. We were talking about what's going on at these schools and what the kids are learning. You're sending kids to schools that tell their kids that cops are bad. Babies aren't real life. Or unborn babies aren't life. That they're a parasite to the mother. That you could be any gender, anytime you want, any moment you want, and change from minute to minute. You have no right to question somebody on it. I have no right. If you tell me that you identify as a dolphin today, I have no right to question you. Absolutely none. Remember, we used to send people to get help like this. And now, they don't want you putting stigmas on people, stigmatizing these people. How are you stigmatizing them when you're trying to help them? And don't say who are you to help them, because when people are in need of help, we're supposed to step up. It's not just about feeding people who need, who need food, need a place to stay. What if they truly need mental health? What if they truly believe themselves to be a dolphin and they're eating like one? Is that really what you're supposed to be doing? Is that really? It's their life. They get to choose. They get to decide. Okay, fine. Then stop sending people out to help them. Stop feeding them. Stop giving them government help. It's their choice. You just said it. It's their choice. It's their choice to live like that. It's their choice to be called that. It's their choice to identify like that. So why do you get involved with them? I'm curious. Anyway. Hey, a judge overrules a special master order for Trump to give final objections on the FBI search to the inventory. Now, a U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon on Thursday overruled an order by Special Master Raymond Deary that said former President Donald Trump needed to provide any final objections to disputes regarding the items seized by the FBI during unprecedented raid of Mar-a-Lago. Now, Dean asked the Trump team that no later than September 30th to provide a declaration of affidavit that included a list of any specific items in property inventory that they assert were not seized from the premises. A list of items that were seized but to which the description of the contents or location of the item was incorrect. A list of description of any item that Trump legal. So in other words, they wanted them to inventory or write an inventory or write a description of what their objection was because the stuff wasn't where they said it was. Now, how do you do that for every single item? How do you do that? Right? The order said the submission that shall be that the plaintiff's final opportunity to raise any factual dispute shouldn't be final. Cannon, who appointed Deary as a special master, reviewed his order. Thursday said that there shall be no separate requirement for Trump to report or review any of the seized materials. Good. No, really. The court's appointment order did not contemplate the obligation of the defendant since, you know, he had to come up with all this stuff. Right? And how would he know now that it's all been taken out? And what was taken from where? I don't know about you guys, but I file stuff away sometimes that I don't think I'm going to need. When I go look up, I can't find it anywhere. Even though I'm dead sure I know where I put it, right? Really? Should any additional matters surface during a special master's review process that require reconsideration of inventory, right, those matters can be brought back to the court. So what is this special master? What are they for? If everything's going to go back through the court, what are they actually for? Again, like I said, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Mussini, your host.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way to make it work, really. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. I always say that. Remember, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell has made it so we can do pretty good, right? I mean, some of us doing the business, we can do pretty good. I mean, Mike is keeping Americans working. Come on, right? He's paying taxes in this country. I don't know why, though. You know, he's making things happen, and he's got great product made here with American workers. It ain't that hard. So head over to MyPillow.com. Look, should I go over there? Do I have to shame you? Because I have no problem doing it. You know that. You've been with me long enough to know better. So, he's got the slippers on. So I got to get the slippers. I have the slippers. I love the slippers. Right? Sheets and pillowcases. Pillows. I think there's two or three different kinds of pillows. Got mattress toppers. I don't know what half the stuff is. Right? Slippers, bathrobes, all kinds of things. Doggy beds, too. That's always kind of interesting. So he's got doggy beds, too. Towels that, it's true. Towels that actually work. So I really do, appreciate your time. I do appreciate, you know, the time you're spending with me. But help us out. Help us raise a few bucks because they made it almost impossible for us to do. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You can save seriously, you can save anywhere from 30 to 70% with that promo code. That's right, mine. I didn't know, you know, they got doggy beds. They have cat beds. Does a cat really need a bed? He's got mattresses, throw blankets. I mean, seriously, you can have a ball over there. You can spend some money. I can make some money. He keeps people working. Everybody, just all the way around, everybody, it does well for him, right? Hey, Bill Clinton is finally on our side. Yeah, believe it or not, you're going to find yourself in agreement with Billy Bob. He says, there is a limit to how many migrants U.S. can take in without causing disruption. Now, he kind of contradicts himself or really just makes himself look out to be the real piece of work that he is. But in principle, he says there's a limit to how many migrants the U.S. can accept before it causes disruption. Even though he criticized GOP governors who transport the migrants into the interior as a stunt, how can it be? Look, if there's a pull, if these migrants are really pulling on the revenue of these cities, because remember, it's not federal money they're getting. This is local tax money they're getting to have to pay for this. Now, Clinton spoke to a CNN, on a CNN podcast. Oh, my God. The president has been has been pushed down to a podcast. And he was asked by the host about the economic migrants who are gaming the asylum system. He said, there's a limit to how many migrants any society can take without severe disruption. Our system is much more based on an assumption that things would be more normal, the former president said. There's been more than 2.1 million migrant encounters this year alone. This is historic. This is why Republican governors have been pushing them up, sending them up to other cities. Matter of fact, sending them to the same cities where people were screaming that these border states needed to shut up and do their job. Think about that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's, and actually, he said there's been 2.1 million migrant encounters. There's actually been 4 million that we know of, right? In August alone, there was 200,000. So, again, I mean, if this guy, Mr. Liberal himself, is saying there's a problem here, then I don't, you got to give it some credence. Clinton said that when he was a boy and a young man, Mexican immigrants would move back and forth across the border to work in agriculture, work for people. He said the situation was now very different. He said it's an old story, but, you know, you got the largest number of refugees since World War II because of Syria, now Ukraine, and other problems. But the problem is they're not coming in from there. There's a surge coming in from Venezuela. Why? And listen, they ain't coming here to find Venezuela North, which is what I call California. Yeah, we have power outages, internet outages. You've got a problem finding food. This is ridiculous. Clinton noted the recent surge in migrants from Venezuela that has increased in the recent months. He thinks it's, you know, take a shot at both DeSantis and Greg Abbott for busing migrants to D.C., Chicago, Washington, New York. Why? Oh, really? Would love to know why. You know, if these cities took in 1,500 migrants a day, I wonder how they'd feel. Really, even if they weren't being bused, let's say it's a natural progression. Let's say they walk from the southern border or wherever you drop them off. Let's say they walk up to Chicago, walk up to New York. What are they going to say then? They would have to deal with the onslaught of people that are coming in that aren't producing any tax money or ways to cover them. And what's happening in Venezuela? More than 2 million refugees pouring into the first Colombia, into Colombia first, then other countries. And it's been creating challenges for them. They just finished clearing out some of their people, sending them up here. Now they're going to get the Venezuelans. I want you to think about something here. Venezuela was one of the richest countries on the planet. And when the liberals got a hold of it, look at what they turned it into. Look what's going on now. Where are they running to? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you figure, they're complaining because Texas has moved about 10,000 migrants, or immigrants, or illegals, to three sanctuary cities. While some of the cities at the Texas border take that much in a week. And they're complaining about it. So apparently, those states along the border aren't worth a darn. They get what they get, what they get. Those border towns in Texas, they're being inundated. They need help. They get it from the feds. You heard some of those Democrat mayors screaming at Biden that we need help. We need money. We need help. We need resources. Right, and this is a failure. Look at the amount of drugs now, more than ever before, that are being grabbed off the border. And you hated Trump. You guys, I know some of you listening. You hated Trump. We weren't having this problem. Your kids weren't dying because so many drugs were coming over the border. This fentanyl issue was, not that it wasn't existent, it was almost non-existent compared to what it is today. Today it's like buying a candy bar over the counter at a corner store. Just nuts. And Clinton is very much upset that DeSantis is sending those people to Martha's Vineyard. Now, he called them, I loved it, he called them those people. Right? Which is great. It's just amazing. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. This is one of those times where we just start hitting stories rapid fire. George Clooney said he and his wife, Amal, they made a terrible mistake by having their twins learn Italian. Oh, just stab you in the heart. Their five-year-old twins, Alexander and Ella, wanted them to learn a foreign language. They chose Italian. Considering they were living in Italy, that might not be a bad thing to do. During an appearance on the CBS Morning Show, he's 61. Wow. They were asked by the host, Gail King, what delights them about their children. At five, they're very chatty. So we made a mistake. We taught them Italian. But we don't speak Italian yet, so we've armed them with a language they can harm us with. You idiot. He said, we both don't really know what they're saying, adding that their children also speak French. Come on, think about this. Listen, my relatives spoke Italian fluently. When we were kids, we could understand what they were saying. But when our friends were around, they couldn't understand a word of what they were saying. It was hilarious. George added that most of the time he doesn't know what his kids are saying. I'm from Kentucky, you know. English is my second language. He was joking, obviously. Mal explained that their son Alexander is following the footsteps of his father and is a big prankster. Right? But when you think about this, again, I think it's great that they know, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think it's great that they know Italian and French. The next great language would be Spanish. Yeah, whatever. Have your own heart attack. I mean, bottom line with it is a lot of people speak Spanish in this country. If you're going to do business with certain places, it wouldn't hurt. So anyway, and interesting enough, he won't let his kids watch Batman. I don't know why, but won't let him do it. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. AOC in the next hour is going to give us a real interesting secret of hers. Nothing about her is interesting enough. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.